Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, what up? Welcome to this week's edition of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Maybe we should go live right now. On the interweb! This show is also broadcast live in one place. In one place only. We'll explain why in a couple seconds. First, though, welcome to the show. If you don't remember, my name is Kramer. Not my birth name. Birth name, Stephen Yancey.
Okay.
Look up that public record. Squeaky clean. You won't find shit on me.
All right.
That's one Jessica Dutra.
Only shady people talk like that. The shadiest ones say they're not shady.
Don't Google. And this man goes by Stan Willie. He loves two things. America and Katy Perry.
No, I'm a Swiftie.
Taylor Swiftie. Swift in America.
There you go.
That's Stan Willie, but you may also know him as Hassan.
Hi.
What up, man? Quick thing, if you're new to our podcast, this is not Kramer and Jess On Demand, which is the radio show. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, wait a minute, I came here to hear children telling jokes, and I've heard nothing but smut.
Yes.
You're on the wrong podcast. That's Kramer and Jess On Demand. That's the radio show. This is Uncensored. How does this work, Jess?
Uncensored is a safe place. It's like the close friends option on Instagram. We're no longer on Facebook. Tried that. Crashed and burned. So this is actually now, yet again, a safe place.
All right, so let's get into the story. First things first. And hello, YouTube. By the way, you can watch us on YouTube. Erica said, hello, happy hump day. Two more sleeps, everyone.
Hey, Erica.
It's true. And Adventure Jojo says, good morning, everyone. Ooh. Good to see you guys. We're in a smidge late today. Sorry. So yeah, you can watch our show live on YouTube and only YouTube because we made you the deal. Let me get my theory beforehand.
Can you please take this was all on you, by the way.
Let's walk through this for a second, okay? We got here today, actually, is our 2-year anniversary of the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Woo-woo!
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, 2 years. It's wild. Woo! And it's low enthusiasm, but it's all right. we started this radio show. We were hated, hated, and especially on it was just called the Mix 106.5 Facebook page at mm-hmm. first, mornings page.
Radio is so shady because we basically, and not by choice, by the way, we had to take over the original morning show's Facebook page. So obviously everyone that followed that page were, you know, committed and used to the previous show. Why wouldn't they? Because that was their Facebook page.
To be fair, that show, a page also had 10,000 people on it. Mm-hmm. Like it was, their Instagram had 600. We were we already had more by the time we got here than.
We created our own thing on Instagram, yeah.
But Facebook, I mean, there was, 10,000 people on there
yeah.
that were passionate about the radio station.
Yes.
It would have been a miss if we just started a whole new page, right? Business-wise.
Uh-huh.
We already have an audience there, but.
But as you could imagine, that was pretty, pretty bad.
They were not happy about it.
Didn't go over well.
And so I remember, actually, we can do a few memories here for today.
Oh, a walk down memory lane.
Let's go down a walk down. What's memory lane music for us here?
Probably
should we do this one?
Yes, this is perfect.
A walk down.
put yourself into, 2 years ago today, the first Kramer and Jess show ever.
It's COVID, right? Oh, it's the heat of COVID. Everyone's pissed.
Nobody else is in the building except me, Kramer, and probably Charlie.
Their favorite morning show for a lot of these people got let go 2 weeks prior.
They had no idea it was going to happen. They just pulled them off. They didn't even give them a chance to say goodbye.
No explanation.
None.
Just literally gone.
Yeah, this is July 2020. Everyone's fucking confused, all right?
That's it. Done. Yes.
I'm sorry. Wait, I got to. So literally nothing. Just
not
like,
a word was said.
No.
Just nothing. Gone the next day, gone. And they started running promos. Remember, we started running promos like the next day. I was like, hey, guess what? We're the new morning show. Everybody, guess what? We're the new morning show. It was like, oh my God.
That's how it went. But also, though, this is how it is. That's what they do.
It's the business.
This is the business.
Oh my God.
It's fucked up.
Just
know
that.
Right. It's not right.
They got treated worse than the girl that went upstairs in Family Matters and never came back downstairs.
It's basically like that. It's basically like
that. We just got a light skinned Aunt Viv just out of the blue.
I think she's still up there somewhere.
Probably
she is.
Keep looking. That's messed
But at least you know. At least you have a kind of a feeling in your heart that she's probably upstairs.
Yeah.
But in radio,
you know, because we can go on social media. That's exactly what I did when I got let go. I was like, "Fuck that place." So this is all happening. 2 weeks goes by. Jess and I instantly pop up.
We're like,
"Hey!" I thought this was going to be a good idea.
Hey!
I was like, "You know what we need to do? Just to like win these people over." We need to put a Facebook video out because some people aren't even listening to the radio anymore because everyone's at home.
Yeah.
So like, let's go on, record a video on our first day, and we'll come in really nice, and we'll just be like, hey, how's it going? How y'all doing?
Stupid.
Hey.
Terrible.
How y'all doing? And that's literally how it's like. Listen.
Not easy.
There's a change in the morning show, and
sorry.
We know that like this is going to take time. We don't expect you to love us at first. It's fine. But like hopefully maybe one day you can turn on the radio and give us a chance.
Yeah.
And that was it. Uh-huh. We understand it's sad. Yeah. Got it. Like 4 million comments.
They're like, ah! Yeah!
And knowing Baltimore better now, I get it 100% because some of them are ride that hard for us too.
How else were they supposed to react? Obviously.
Like Baltimore loves Baltimore so much. So like I get it. And I've never lived in a city before that loved the city as much as Baltimore loves Baltimore.
Yeah.
Everywhere else is kind of like, meh. We'll move on, right? They get over in like 3 days. Baltimore doesn't get over shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking about the Steelers, okay? And they left like 40 years ago. So like, I get it now.
You mean the Colts?
The Colts, sorry. The Colts.
This fucking guy.
Steelers are the rivals.
Relax.
God. And he's wearing a Baltimore
shirt. It's only been 2 years. What do you want?
This
chill.
Guy.
Anyway.
Like, who am I now? What?
It's been a long 2 years. A lot's changed.
Just take the shirt off. Take the shirt off.
Okay, so anyway, so that happens, right? We then realized very quickly.
Bad idea.
We're not welcome there, okay?
Terrible idea.
And we even said, we're like, listen, we are only going to post like positivity on the Facebook page. Only like PR stuff where we're saying like nice things. It was like a complete PR move for us. Only to put no drama, no nothing, only positive. Because then you can't get mad at us.
Yeah, or not even putting our faces on there.
We
would just put like
links to articles like, oh, look at this happened in Baltimore. Yeah. Oh, like or like if it was
it was
Ravens game.
Walking on eggshells very slowly.
Anyway, so we've been, because of that PTSD, we've been extremely hesitant. Because we have the ability to stream this live, not only on the YouTube, where you may be watching it. Hello, by the way, to Celia, Amber, Doe Eyes. Isabel said, I remember the live you did to show who your new co-host was. I was so happy for the both of you, but sad you left in San Diego. Yeah, it was over 2 years ago.
Thank you, Isabel. Thank you, Isabel.
That's the energy we need. Thank you,
nice. Isabel.
It wasn't like that 2 years ago.
Which is okay, by the way. I get it. I don't trust people. I mean, it takes me a long time. I get it.
So we agreed, like it's not going to be there. Well, now fast forward. At this point, like we hadn't announced, in case you don't know, Jess and I, we've re-signed a 2-year contract in Baltimore, right?
Yay!
Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome. We knew this behind the scenes because we had agreed to it a couple weeks earlier, even though we hadn't signed anything. We had agreed to it. And so I was like, let's go. Like, let's motherfucking go. Like, we're here for 2 years. They had 2 years to like prepare for us on the Facebook page. The Uncensored Podcast is wild, but like if they still hate us after they're gonna hate us, period.
And my thing was no, wrong, bad idea.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't so much that. I think it's just the content of the Uncensored Podcast. Like there's just it's a different kind of show, a different kind of freedom. And we talk, we're very, very, we think we're transparent on the radio. We're extremely, probably too transparent on the Uncensored Podcast. And so I was like, I just don't think that's a good idea. and I don't know who is on Facebook that's going to be watching. That we're going to get caught up.
Right.
We're asking for shit.
Because and through my head, I'm thinking just Baltimore filter. Like, yeah. Okay, what Baltimore Betty's going to hear this and be pissed about this?
I'm thinking about my aunt that I forgot, who probably only follows the show, is probably going to see me be like, yeah, Garage Boy this, yeah, blowjobs in the garage, woo. Like, no, that's a very separate for me.
So.
And Kramer's just like, content standpoint.
Yeah.
Let's go.
11,000 people over there.
And I'm like, no player.
This could blow the show up, you know?
I also kind of like that there is this like intimate group of people.
It's
like,
I'm trying to get paid.
If you know, you know. And I personally like that. I like that.
I'm trying to get rich. I'm trying to retire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to have a Facebook show and be done.
That's what you say until your friends start going through the old episodes and hear all the shit you've been talking.
So... the deal that I made two podcasts ago was if anybody, and I'm thinking Baltimore people, if one Baltimore person says a fucking word about this, what I don't want to do is deal with it. I don't want to hear Tom calling me, hey man, which one? I got this email. I just didn't want to deal with this. I said, if one person complains, we're off Facebook forever.
Yeah.
That would have been the best case scenario of things that could have gone wrong in this situation. What actually happened in turn was the absolute worst case scenario.
Was that my life got ruined.
So if you're wondering why we're not on Facebook anymore and only going to be on YouTube and on the podcast is why.
Because when I was telling you all that I almost got taken by swingers, that Garage Boy's mom just happened to be scrolling through and watched and listened to the entire thing. And...
like, what are the odds? You haven't told like a salacious story, by the way. Most of it's been like, oh, my family and Disney, and like, it's been so clean.
I know.
You haven't been scandalous at all in weeks.
No, the one time my boyfriend leaves the state, the first time we've been separated in 2 years, I'm almost taken home by freaking, you know what I mean?
There's
a couple over here trying to show me a good time behind closed doors.
And that's... keep in mind, if you don't know Garage Boy's mom, she's just conservative. Like, she's just very traditional. And so, like, I'm sure... she's and like Garage Boy's so he's not like a social media person. Every now and then he'll post, but he's not like a show your life, share your life kind of person.
Right.
Jess, on the other hand.
Yeah, and there's just the separation of our Facebook audience and like our Instagram audience. So yeah. If you're thinking like, well, she could have looked and like, no, she didn't even know what the Uncensored podcast was before that
she's
day.
Only on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we know that. We also know like where to post certain things.
Yeah.
Like for example, if I'm gonna talk shit about one of my friends, I'm not going to post the promo for the podcast that week.
But we'll talk about it here.
Jess will. Like, she'll post it on hers. Mm-hmm. Or we'll post it on the page, the Facebook or the Instagram page, possibly. But I'm not going to post it because I know that there's somebody in that direct audience. I did not think about...
Kramer wasn't thinking about anybody else but yourself.
Family. But I can tell you. So let's go back to that day. It was last Wednesday when this happened. Or last Thursday.
Wednesday.
Thursday? Was it Wednesday? Whatever day Wednesday. It was. Jess and I were supposed to...
It was Wednesday because I had to record with Abby.
Yeah.
When him and I were on.
That's Jess's niece that she records a segment with. And we've been having some issues. And I said, well, hop on with me really quick. And let's just test everything to make sure that we're cool for this week. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're testing, I see Garage Boy walk in. And like, usually he'll like get in the camera, say something.
Yeah, he'll be like, what up?
Hey, what's up? Say That man like walked right in, like went right to his room. Yeah. And I'm like... I don't know that things are good at home.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening?
I don't know that things are good.
So in real time, Kramer saw Garage Boy go into our room because he was on the phone with his mom who had just saw the episode.
And so take me, because I don't know exactly what happened from me hanging up from that Zoom style call to what played out until I found out the next morning that she knew about it.
I was like, I go into the bedroom and he's like sitting there and I was like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And he's like, so... my mom knows about the swingers. And I was like, what? And he was like, she watched the episode. And I was like, how do you know? And he's like, I just got off the phone with her. And I was like, what? And I'm like, I'm just stunned. Like, I just sit there and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, what did she say?
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, she just thinks she's just concerned about your safety. Like, she just thinks you need to be safe and be aware. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, like, of course I need to be more safe and more aware. But except I was blacked out drunk, which also wasn't fun for her to probably hear either.
Did you tell her that you wasn't by yourself?
Well, no,
don't worry, I got Hassan. But it is true. Like, I mean,
I was there.
No, I know, matter. But dude, like, she's watching this episode. She doesn't know who you are.
Yeah,
all she's hearing is me saying what I'm doing and what I got caught up doing.
Yeah,
right.
Which, by the way, great and like Great story, by the way. 100% should have been told because it was a great story. And I was invested the whole time.
But this is the reason why I didn't want to do this on the Uncensored podcast is because I'm never worried or thinking about it. And this may be this sounds probably dumb to some people, but I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. I'm not worried about what I'm sharing. I just say whatever the fuck I want to say on here.
Yeah. Right.
And like, if that's going to continue, I can't have that in the back of my mind.
I don't want it.
But also too, like, I've had those conversations with people in my family and we've had to go through that. But like, I haven't necessarily had that conversation with his mom. And like, she knows what I do and everything like that. But it's still different for people who don't necessarily understand or like really know what this is and what this entails.
I've been actually seeing it in person. Like, yeah, you work in radio. You talk what's on your mind.
Yeah.
But actually seeing it is a different thing.
Yeah.
So I think since this is the first time her actually seeing the kind of topics that we're talking about, I think that was a more of a awakening. So yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
What, knowing Garage Boy's mom the way you do, what do you think she was really thinking when she was watching you talk? And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, it was the one about swingers. I think it was last week's, maybe 2 weeks, but I think it was last week.
Yeah.
What?
Was it last week?
Maybe I think so. Ago, whatever it was. Most of you guys listen every week, but if not, go back and listen to the story. But what, knowing what you know of her, and I know that you have just expressed that like she really wants to have a great relationship with Garage Boy's mom. It's important to you.
Oh, it's totally
important.
We've
talked about
family's number one.
Moving in together. Like she might be your roommate one day.
Yeah.
When as traditional as she is,
mm-hmm.
what do you think she was really thinking of you? Because y'all spent a week or two together, so like you know her pretty well.
I mean, I would assume because she's not a big drinker. You know,
right?
So I think she's probably just was concerned on how much, I'm assuming this is how I would feel, is probably concerned with how much I drank to get to that point to not be as aware. I mean, aside from me also just genuinely wanting to make friends, and that's like not out of my character. Yeah. And I just did not pick up on all those things. But probably doing that, especially with me not being with Garage Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think that was more, and I feel like she... One that would not have even gone as far as it did if he was there, because that's just not his personality.
Right.
Period. He would have put an end to that. Like, we wouldn't have even gone to a bar.
The first bar with
them.
You get all wild ass over here.
He wouldn't. Just me and Hassan are like outgoing as fuck. And we're like, yeah, let's go. Like, let's have a good time. Whereas like Garage Boy's like, no, I'm cool.
Right.
So that, you know what I mean? And I'm explaining my concerns. And this is the thing too. I'm telling my boyfriend, like, what are we gonna do? He's like, it's fine. Like, I mean, like, she's heard me cuss before. Like, it's okay. And I was like, listen, you don't fucking understand. This is your mom. This is your mom. And he thinks it's like fine and dandy. And I'm like, it's not okay. You can get away with, honestly, whatever you want to do. You want to know why? Because you're an only child. And that's your mom.
If that's endless love.
And endless love. Forgiveness.
If that story was in reverse, she may not think twice about it, right?
Well, he would have gotten in trouble, but it would have been like, you're in trouble, and then like, let's move on. Whereas with me, this is going to linger around for a little bit.
It's like a mark.
A good month or two.
Yeah, you got a mark on your name now.
It's a little, you know. And I think she's just more concerned with like, I need to be careful, and she's right.
Yeah.
So here's the best part of this story, because typically, this may not be a massive deal, because it's not really a massive deal, but it's definitely a deal. Because you don't see Garage Boy's mom that often.
No, if you don't remember, Garage Boy's mom lives in Alaska. So, you know, I mean,
time passes by. By the time you see her again, you know, maybe the holidays, maybe the next year. No one's going to remember this.
Right. Well, there's plenty of time for this
time heals all.
Get smooth over. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of time to work this out, is how I'm feeling.
Well,
but
the universe had other plans.
Yeah. Well, happened? I have zero time, and I'm going to see her this Sunday.
Fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
What's the situation? Why?
I think it's God telling me. I think it's this is God. This is what I get. So
What happened?
The positive thing is maybe you could actually have.
No, this will be good. This will be good. We can handle this sooner rather than later.
Explain why she's coming. Though, why she's coming to town?
So sad news. Unfortunately, a family member is not doing well as when it comes to health, and so she had to make an emergency trip to the area, to Virginia, and that's something she has to handle.
Okay.
And so that's the main concern. You know what I mean? And then now she's landing this week, and then we're actually going to see her on Sunday. So Garage Boy and I will be having lunch with her and some family on Sunday.
Are you going to mention it?
No.
Do you feel the need to be like, hey?
It's not, the ball's not in my court.
GB mom.
I would say, yeah, if she brings it up, then
100%. Yeah. That's where I'm, this is the game. This is where I'm at.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be a Sunday. It's going to be nice weather out.
Ravens
we're gonna act accordingly. We're going to do whatever we got to do. It's going to be like normal. You know what I mean? Because like I love her. Like it's great. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? We're going to be fine. Unless she brings it up, that's when I will address and do it. And, you know, then we'll, you know, discuss it. But I'm not on my own going to bring it up and be like, so how about that uncensored podcast?
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Did you hear I got abducted by swingers?
Swingers, am I right?
Do you think, knowing her, that she will bring it up to your face?
Yeah.
Wow.
But probably not in front of everyone. She was going to pull you to the side.
No.
She going to bring it up in front of everybody?
I feel like she'll probably bring it up when we're at Korean barbecue or something like that. That's what I'm just trying to be fully prepared, but like, yeah, she would. She'd probably, I think she's going to ask me about it. Yeah.
You want to practice?
What I'm going to say?
Yeah. Just like, I'll be Garage Boy's mom. You can be you.
Okay.
I don't know what she might say, but let's just throw any kind of curveball your way. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It could start something soft like, hey, so I just wanted to, I watched the Uncensored podcast the other day on Facebook. Mm-hmm. My sweet Gerald's girlfriend. I just wanted to see what she was up to because I love and support you. And I saw that you were abducted by swingers. Swingers. That was, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy. So what had happened was, you know, my friend and I were just out trying to have a good time and just having a few cocktails. And I met another sweet couple, you know, at the bar. And honestly, I thought they were really nice and thought it wouldn't, you know, no harm, no foul, just trying to make some friends. And it did not go the way I thought it was going to go. But now okay. I am aware.
That works.
Uh-huh.
It didn't feel like you were over-explaining. Now, let's take it to the other extreme. What happens if she just sits down and she's like,
this hussy.
Bitch.
She definitely doing
never.
That.
She would never.
We got to play both sides.
Okay.
Extreme.
Fine. She would never. And she's the sweetest, by the way. She would never talk like that.
She's like, bitch, what are you doing out here being a hussy in the streets while you're supposed to be a good partner?
You're
supposed to be faithful. So you've been cheating this whole time?
Yeah. So you a cheater? Is that what this is? So you cheat?
Yeah, she's definitely not saying that, by the way.
But what I'm serious, she's like, hey, so like,
In an alternate universe, if she spoke to me this way,
like
what happened?
Yeah.
I would say
this
is the alternate
keep
universe.
Keep that tone. Keep that tone.
The alternate universe, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, there is a time in my life.
I'm not proud of. It was last week.
You know, there's a time in my life that I used to dabble and explore in that lifestyle. Have a few drinks, you know, and I'd get carried away. I'm not proud of it, but it made me who I am today. And I wanted to get a taste of that life again, and I thought it was fine. But unfortunately, I can't help who wanted me. I can't help that I'm desirable. And I just thought it was going to be innocent fun. I thought I found some new friends in Maryland, but I was wrong. And it'll never happen again. I swear on my life.
I actually kind of like that last, all jokes aside, like that last part actually. What can you say to that? Stop making friends? Like,
I know. I really was just trying to make friends. I really liked them, and they thought they were nice people.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the update next week on how that, hopefully not the second one, the whole thing. Yeah. Hassan has created a game for us.
His idea, by the way.
His idea, which, by the way, before we get to it, I appreciate this. I love new ideas, new content. I think it's great. I don't know what he's got planned other than the title of Never Have I Ever. And for this 90th episode and 2-year anniversary, Hassan's brand new segment starts right after the break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In case you're new to the podcast, Hassan is our producer, and he is newer.
Two months.
No, it was longer than that.
Yeah, because, I'll say 2 months because remember, y'all went on vacation, so that took a week off, and then I went on vacation.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So that's the same, roughly 2 months.
2 months total.
2.5 months. Yeah.
5 months, period. But we've only been here for 2 months out of those 5 months.
Yeah, because so. I started in the summer, so.
That's true. Okay.
Oh, that is
summer.
True. All right.
Yeah. So how did this, because you guys actually somewhat planned this at the Swingers.
Not at the Swingers. Stop.
Yeah.
Did he tell you?
Okay. Jess.
Yeah. And you just had this idea. And this
Like, I've been working with you guys for 2 months. And
I obviously was agreeing to whatever that day.
We were sober at this. We just had crabs.
It was a good idea.
It was just had seafood.
So
boy
I was
and
super
like
down.
That.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was just like, I wonder, because I listened to the podcast beforehand and y'all haven't done this. And I felt like this was a great way to get to know them, you guys, a little bit better.
Okay. Because it is our 90th. And by the way, not only is this our 90th episode and 2-year radio anniversary, also almost the longest running radio podcast we've ever produced.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. But then a few episodes, this will be the longest running radio produced podcast Jess or I have ever done. So.
And I think it's fun because obviously Kramer and I have been involved for like what, 6-7 years?
Yeah.
So like for Hassan, like a new friend of ours, like obviously there's things that you don't know or want to know. So I think this is really fun.
Yeah. And this is the uncensored version.
Totally. And we said we'd be 100% honest. So explain to us how this is going to be played.
So usually how I play it, and probably most college people played it, is you play Never Have I Ever. If you have done something, you take a drink. If you haven't done it, you just stay sober.
Man, you didn't bring no drinks for us today.
Because I'm poor. So we're just going to do 5 fingers.
That's fine.
Because I have a bunch of questions. We could do 5 or 10. It's up to you guys. And then you don't have to explain it unless you want to. But the last one that gets you out. So once you're at the final finger and I get you out, you have to explain the story.
I like it.
So, reference, Never Have I Ever worked in radio. We will all put our finger down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then if that was the last question, we will all say how we started in radio.
Can Hassan, at the very end of the game, too, also choose one more story to follow up on? So, like, whoever gets out, obviously, you'll have to tell that story, whatever was the one that got you out. But then Hassan, if there's ever one, he could put between the two of us, if there's one that he's like, I really want to hear that story, he's able to pull from that too.
Should it be that, or if there, or you pick something that that you're requiring both of us to answer, no matter what?
Either or.
It doesn't matter. I like, you're the host.
Yeah, you so no, it's really up to you.
All right. And I'll play along too for giggles.
Okay. Fine. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Are we doing 5 or 10?
Let's do 5 fingers, but we'll just keep going with questions. How many questions do you have?
15.
Yeah. Let's do 5 fingers.
Okay.
All right. So we put a finger down if we've done this.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. So starting out super easy. Never have I ever said I love you to someone on accident.
So if I have, then I put a finger down?
Yeah, yes. You better put a finger down.
Are you kidding me? It's my dating life.
This is Emma.
Okay.
I love you before I barely know you.
Oh, my God.
So you think. Yeah. No, next.
All right. Number 2.
For all those who can't see us, let's say all my fingers are up right now.
Yes, that's true. This is a very terrible.
So one down.
I put a finger down. I've got 4 left. Jess has got 5. Hassan, how many you got left?
5.
Okay, cool.
All right. Number 2. Never have I ever Googled myself.
Oh, yeah. Once a week. I got Google alerts on everything. Certified Mom's Boy, Krim and Jess. I get all of them.
Five fingers up.
Like, no, but you actually went on Google and typed in your name.
All the time. Steven Yancey.
Steve Kramer, Mix 106.5. Yeah, all the time. Okay. All the time. Literally do it all the time.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. So Kramer has 3. I got Jess has 5. And I have 4.
Okay.
Because I Googled myself once.
Okay.
Number 3. Never have I ever walked in on my brother / sister... or cousin having sex.
No, never.
Oh, wait. No, I never have.
Never.
I thought you were going to say masturbating. Either one is still going to be awful.
yeah, either one is nasty.
I think, what would you rather, really quick? Would you rather walk in on your sister having sex or masturbating?
Having sex.
Would you, rather walking in?
Yeah.
Probably having sex so someone else can share some of the embarrassment.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
both those make me cringe. Okay. I still got 3 fingers. Jess has 5.
I would be mortified no matter what, but.
Hassan has 4.
Yes. Let
me get back to our music.
All right. So never have I ever gone to a party that I wasn't invited to.
I've never been to a party before. Does that count? you lost me at party. I've been to a party.
Stop.
No.
So I'm going to 3. Up. Jess is at 5.
I got 3.
You know I'm very particular on who I spend my time with.
Yeah. I got pulled along. Okay, so now we get into the nitty gritty ones.
Let's get into it.
All right, never have I ever been skinny dipping.
No, I never. Well, I'm not supposed to explain these, but I haven't.
I had clothes on. No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No skinny dipping.
That stresses me out.
So 5, 3.
I still have 5, and how many do you have, Hassan?
2.
2, okay.
All right. So
no, Kramer has 3 up. I have 5 up.
Yeah, I got 3, 5, 2.
Yeah, I have 2.
Has 2.
Oh, 2. Okay, so never have I ever kissed a friend's ex.
Hell no. Have you, Kramer?
I gotta think.
Oh my god.
So put a finger down.
I don't know. I don't think I have, but I just, you know.
What is your
19? 2019 was a little wild. So let me make sure there wasn't.
I have 2, by the way.
No, I'm still up. I don't kiss anybody. Even like high school though, or something.
Yeah, that
yes.
Counts.
If that person was your friend at the time and you kissed that person's ex, that counts.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I still don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think I'm still up. So I've got 3, Jess.
All 5 up.
And Hassan.
2.
Okay.
Never have I ever hooked up with more than one person in 24 hours.
Oh God.
I got a finger down.
Finally.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I'm at 2.
I got 4.
Jess at 4. Hassan at
1.
1. Damn. Okay.
Never have I ever fallen asleep during sex.
That's sad. No.
Oh my God. No, why are you thinking?
No, I mean, falling asleep during sex.
Yeah.
Why would you fall asleep?
Yeah. No. But okay. Like, I think I probably stopped. Because I'm just like, I'm too tired for this right now.
That doesn't count, though.
Y'all ain't never married before. You don't understand. All the married people are like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm at 2. Jess?
I got 4 fingers up still.
Hassan?
1.
Okay.
Never have I ever been to a new beach.
Oh, no, I have.
I haven't.
I'm sure you have, but you didn't go to the one in San Diego?
No, I had no business being over there.
You've been
to one? Well, no. Okay. No, I haven't.
I'm at 1.
I got 4 up.
Just
here we go.
Good Lord. Never have I ever had a one night stand.
Oh yeah.
I got a finger down.
Yeah.
Oh, we get out at the same time, Kramer.
I mean, plenty. Well, not plenty, but one night stands. Let me think through that though, really. And this is like we're talking about you met somebody that night.
And then you leave.
And then you literally and you never talk to them again.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know me. I'll be in love with him for 6 months after that. I don't think I have. Let me think though. I'm thinking back to even like my college heyday and everything else.
Okay.
So. I don't think that I did. I don't think I've ever just met somebody, hooked up, never talked to them again.
I did a couple of times.
Same.
Okay, so Hassan's out. What happened? Or happened? But I feel like that's like your lifestyle, especially like the younger generation. I feel like it's just normal
hold
for
up.
Y'all.
How are you just gonna say that's my lifestyle?
That's
your lifestyle. That's what you
not
do.
Not my lifestyle.
That's what you did. Well, this is probably last night. Night
no,
before.
Was
night
it?
Before.
No.
Last time you did one night. How about tell us the last
yeah, just
time?
Just the most recent.
Oh, Vegas.
Yeah, we, and we knew about that one.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
No. I'm not talking about the other person I had sex with, not with the employee.
Do you see why I think
okay,
you're
well,
a
Vegas,
hoe?
Vegas.
Okay, like this is
being
this,
a hoe
this is, your
is different.
No, that's fine. No, there's no judgment here.
Hassan's out. I got one.
I'm out.
I got three up.
How many questions we got left?
A bunch.
Okay.
Not a bunch, but a few. Never have I ever. Oh, I said that one. Oh, never have I ever had a walk of shame.
Oh, I did.
No.
I'm not ashamed of myself.
Guys have walk of shame, do they? I guess they could, but I don't.
You
some
could.
People do.
Yeah, all right.
I got two fingers up.
I got one left.
Never have I ever snooped through someone's stuff.
Oh, please.
Like in their house.
Finger down.
I got so many. I mean, what story of snooping you want to hear? I mean, here's, I can tell you, I'm so crazy sometimes.
Sometimes.
This one happened with someone that I literally the first time, this is so bad. The first time I went to her house, literally she like, did I spend the night?
And this is just dating, huh?
This is
just
dating.
Was it serious or low key?
Mid-key.
Okay.
Mid-key. Well, so, I mean, it's still pretty early, but it's the first time I went to her house.
Yeah, so it's, you know, chaotic as fuck if you want to be snooping.
So, since I don't trust women at all, and this was like shortly after my divorce,
whatever.
Right?
Whatever.
Okay. So, so what caused
whatever,
you?
I want to know what you did.
Like, literally, same. The second that she got into the shower,
yeah,
I went through her whole entire bedroom to see if I could find any evidence of another man.
You fucking, I know, weirdo. You, I guys know, weren't even exclusive. You were just like, there better, I know, be now. Even though you were sleeping with like other people at the same time.
I didn't find anything, but you know what I found?
What did you find?
I found a pill bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I then Googled from my phone what it was.
You're so lame, dude.
You couldn't tell from
it was like
on
her,
the bottle?
It was like her,
oh,
dog's,
God,
vitamins.
It was something like, I don't remember now. It's been a couple of years, but it was something so not dramatic at all. All right. Is that the end of the game?
Jess, how many fingers you got left?
I got one up.
Oh, just never have ever ghosted someone.
Oh no,
never ghosted anyone.
Okay. Is there any story you want us to go back to, Hassan?
Let's try this one. Let's this is the last one.
Okay.
Never what? Have I ever had a threesome.
I haven't.
No.
Seriously?
Mm-mm. No.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to one day. I think. How do we feel about threesomes? Can we just talk about that while we're here?
What do you mean?
Do you have
by
any
that?
Desire to have three people?
No, you guys know I'm one peen, one vagine kind of girl.
I mean, here's the thing. One day I'm gonna be dead. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this weird midlife crisis thing where I'm like, one day I'm about to be dead.
Yeah, we know.
And do I really want to like die and be like, I never had a threesome? I mean,
if you don't want to die that way, then don't die that way.
I don't.
Nobody's holding you back but yourself.
I just don't even know how to exactly
preach.
And willing participants. You must remember there must be willing
hey,
participants.
Hey, I got two in back yes. in town and I can hit up for you.
Have you had a threesome before? You have. I'm sure you have because you a hoe. For show.
That's okay.
That's
cool.
A lifestyle.
I got that out of my system.
What do you want us to call you? If you're not a hoe, what's like the word for someone that...
Also, I don't think being a hoe is a bad thing.
I don't either.
I really don't care. You could call me a hoe.
A hoe? Okay.
Yeah, but it's only a bad thing if you don't like it.
No, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Can we call your alter ego Hosan?
Definitely don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
When you're being a hoe, you're Mm-mm. Hosan.
I thought that was
funny. Good game. I like that. Son, everybody with never.
Oh, yay. Wait, Jess, yes. Your story that I want to hear from you was...
Oh.
Did you put a finger down for hookup for more than one person in 24 hours?
When he said, did you put a finger, I was like, ah!
Yeah.
Put a finger in a butthole. Say no.
Yeah.
How many people?
Yeah. I think, well, within the 24-hour period, just two different people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just two different people. And it was like this same one-night stand kind of thing. One was, we hooked up and then I made him leave. And then the other one actually had stayed over. But that was just when I was going through things.
That's different.
That's hoe for show, too.
Yeah.
It's hoe for show.
Not right. Proud of
Garage
it.
Garage Boy's mom finds this podcast.
Oh, my God.
It was another time. It was a long time ago. Long, long time ago.
Freshman right. year.
Back in the streets of PV.
Yep. All right, let's get out of here.
No more.
Jess, where do we find you?
Just Do It, J-E-S-S-D-U-I-T-T, and my podcast, Low Key.
Stan Willie, a.k.a. Hosan.
He doesn't like that.
Can you change your Instagram name to Hosan?
Definitely won't do that. Okay. Definitely won't do that.
Where do we
Stan
find you?
Willie is the alter ego. Stan Willie is the hoe.
So can that be the new story?
Yeah,
now?
We can do that.
Okay, so Stan Willie is now the hoe.
Okay, that's fair.
When Hosan's out hoeing, that's now Stan Willie.
Yeah,
and by the way, fair. In case you're wondering what that story is, why his name's Stan Willie, he used to go by that on a country radio station. But now we're going to change the story to that's his hoe alter ego.
Yeah.
Alter E. Ho.
Okay, we're done with you. It's over.
Hey, honestly, before we get out of here, thank you for 2 years, man. It's the most fun I've had in radio in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, Jess and I come in here, and now with Hosan, we just, between the podcast, the radio show, and I say this, and I know I say this out of jest sometimes, they didn't want this podcast to happen. Mm. I mean, let's be up for just 1 second. They did not want this podcast to happen. They didn't.
Okay.
They did not want this pair to happen. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We didn't even know if we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jess and I had worked together, but like, we didn't know. Could we come to a new city, be successful?
In the middle of COVID? Yeah.
Without having any real tried and true experience together? We didn't. But like, you guys gave us a chance. And if it's the radio show, if it's the podcast, if it's social media, like, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for like following along with this.
Yeah.
Because it has been a shit show to say the least.
Yes.
But like, we're finally in like a really great place and just really... really thankful for you. So thank you for supporting us. I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. Certified Mama's Boy is the podcast. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 YouTube, bye. You're the best. Bye. Bye, YouTube. Bye, everybody. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!